Hey ladies, the Beautiful Movement now has their summer box available for pre-sale. This means that you have the chance to sign up before these boxes sell out again. If you have not had the opportunity to get one of these boxes, grab your box today. These boxes are becoming so popular, they're actually selling out. The theme in this box is walking with Jesus, a box that will help you grow deeper with God this summer. It's the perfect summer starter kit that you don't want to miss. Head on over to www.jointhebeautifulmovement.com to sign up today. Be sure to use the discount code UNCOMMONTEEN, all one word, for 15% off your first box. You can also follow The Beautiful Movement on Instagram at the_beautiful_movement. Ladies, you don't want to miss this. Welcome to the UNCOMMONTEEN podcast, the podcast for Christian teen girls. Each week we talk about real life issues that you're facing and how to overcome them in a way that stays true to who God created you to be. I'm your host, Jamie Kirshner, and I'm so excited to be here with you today. When somebody tells you that you're beautiful, does it make you feel uncomfortable? Or is it like, yes, this is exactly what I've been trying to go for my whole entire life? Okay, so maybe that's a little dramatic. But I want to ask you, what is beauty? What makes it so enticing? Because there are some people out there who will do just about anything to discover beauty for themselves, from surgeries to endless video tutorials online to spending money they don't even have to go shopping for things they don't even need. What is beauty? Is beauty only skin deep? Or does it go much further than that? Is beauty defined by our culture? Is it defined by the people who are around us? I was talking to a teen this week and I asked her, what defines who somebody is? What defines their identity? And she went on to say the people they hang around with, the clothes that they wear, that is what this world tells us defines who we are. It tells us that's where beauty comes from. And it tells us if we don't do the things that the world and the culture want us to do, then we are not beautiful. We are not valuable. But where does God fit in this? So I want you to think about this question. What defines beauty? If we look at outward appearances only, our culture and our media definitely define beauty. They have for decades. They're the ones that decide what trends are going to be fashionable. They're the ones that are going to decide what colors to wear this year. Now, have you ever noticed that they usually roll these trends out about four times a year? Spring, summer, fall, winter, right? And they get to decide what fashion is. They get to decide what beauty looks like. So if we're only looking at outward appearances, then yeah, definitely our culture and media, they are defining what many of us think is beautiful. So I want to ask you a question. Do you fall for it? And if you do, why? You know, some of us want to express our artistic nature. Some of us want to stand out in a crowd. We want to be so beautiful that everybody notices us. Some of us just want to fit in. We want to kind of go with the flow. We don't want to stand out, but we also don't want to be an outcast. We want to feel like we belong. When we look at the world's term of beauty and we take that on as our own, are we doing that to cover insecurities about who it is that we really are? Most of us will not even post a picture on Instagram that has not been through an airbrush filter of some kind. Last October, I got to speak at a conference, and as a part of this conference, there was an actress, and she showed us a before picture, and it was just her raw self, no makeup, nothing. And then they did her hair, they added all her makeup, took her pictures, and it didn't stop there. As soon as she had her pictures taken, they put it on the computer. They made her neck a little bit longer. They made her face a little bit skinnier. They made her eyes a little bit bigger. They raised her forehead just a little bit just to make her look beautiful in the eyes of those around us. So a lot of times when we're looking at these people and we're saying, man, I wish I could be like them. I wish I could be beautiful like them. A lot of times we're comparing ourselves to something that's fake. The problem with just looking at outer beauty is we don't live in a perfect world. However, when our standards of beauty are perfection, there's no way that we will ever measure up. So what is true beauty? What is it? Is it just our outward appearance? God says that we are made in his image and his likeness. And let me tell you, ladies, everything that God makes is good. When we don't understand our true identity in Christ, we will never truly understand just how beautiful that we are, just the way you are. You don't need all the makeup. You don't need the latest fashion trends and the biggest brand name clothes. You don't need any of that to be beautiful. Ladies, your value is not based on what this culture says is beautiful. So many times we equate our value with beauty, and that could be further from the truth. When we don't feel beautiful, we don't feel valuable. I even heard a statistic recently that said many teens, and I don't remember how many, will not even leave the house if they don't feel beautiful. They won't go to school. They won't play sports. They won't do anything. They won't leave the house if they don't feel beautiful because they don't feel valuable. But guess what? You are beautiful and you are valuable. The enemy wants nothing more than to get you to look at yourself and see somebody who's ugly, who's not valuable. That's his plan. He wants you to feel less than what you are because he knows that if he can do that, he can stop you from being all that God has created you to be. John 10:10 tells us that the enemy's role in life is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. If he can steal your identity and steal who it is that you believe that you are, and make you believe something that's a lie, that you are not valuable and that you are not beautiful. If he can kill any positive thoughts that you have in your head about yourself, he can destroy God's purpose for your life. Think about all of those girls who stay home because they don't feel beautiful and they don't feel valuable. Those girls are not living out their God-given purpose and plan for their lives. So what does God say about your beauty? God tells us that beauty comes from the inside out. Beauty is more than just our looks. It is who you are. It's what makes you, you. Beauty lies in your uniqueness. And you hear me say that all the time. You are unique. And you know what? That is an amazing thing to be unique because you are one of a kind. Nobody else is like you. Beauty is in the things that make you different from everybody else. Beauty is in your personality. It's in your kindness. It's in your fun-loving attitude. It's in the things that you're passionate about because God made you in his image and in his likeness. And ladies, you're beautiful and you're valuable. Ephesians 2:10 tells us that we are God's masterpiece, his beautiful work of art. God sees you as so valuable. Valuable enough that he would send his son Jesus to die on the cross for you so that he could invite you into his family and call you a daughter of the Most High King. I want to talk a minute about a masterpiece. What makes a masterpiece versus just a piece of art? Well, number one, a masterpiece is rare. Ladies, you're rare. There's nobody else out there even close, even if you have a twin. There is nobody out there who is even anywhere close to who you are with your gifts and talents and personality. You are rare. Another thing that makes a masterpiece, is it's a one of a kind. It's not a copy. You were not carbon copied from anybody else. You are unique. There's not anybody else out there that is you. The third thing that makes a masterpiece, is the artist that created it. Are they highly sought after? Ladies, you have the creator of the universe as your artist. The one who created the mountains and the ocean and all of the beautiful things that you see, he created you. I mean, I think about that. And I think like even the sunset, we look at it and we see all the beautiful colors of the purples and the reds and the oranges and the blues. And it's just so beautiful. But God saw you as better and more beautiful and more valuable than even that. And the last thing that makes a masterpiece is the price that somebody's willing to pay for it. Somebody would pay $3.5 million for the Mona Lisa that now sits in the Louvre in France. What is the price that was paid for you? Jesus paid the highest price that anybody could ever pay. He paid the price with his life. So ladies, the world doesn't get to determine your beauty. The world doesn't get to determine your value. The only one that can do that is God, the one who created you. However, God didn't just make you beautiful on the inside. He also made you beautiful on the outside. Psalm 139:14 says that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Don't let this culture, don't let the media tell you any different. Don't let the enemy put thoughts in your head that you are ugly, that you don't measure up. Don't let him do that. When those thoughts come to your head, you cast them down. Say, I'm not receiving this. I'm not. Because God called me beautiful. He called me valuable, and he gets to define me. Every single one of you were created differently, uniquely. And that is an amazing thing. Not one of us has the same shade of skin color. Not one of us has the same hair. Not one of us has the same eyes. Not one of us. And that is amazing. And that is beautiful. If we were all the same, let me just tell you, this would be a pretty boring world because we'd all be clones of one another. Aren't you glad that you're different? Aren't you glad that you are unique? So how do we start seeing ourselves as beautiful? It all starts with knowing your true identity in Christ. And I know you hear me talk about this all the time, but let me tell you, it is a key to everything else in life. The Bible says in John 15:16 that you are chosen by God. Romans 8:17 says that you are a child of God. Galatians 3:13 says that you are redeemed by God. You are bought back by Jesus with a price. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says that you are a new creation in Christ. Jeremiah 31:3 says that you are loved by God. 1 John 1:9 says that you are forgiven. Romans 15:7 says that you are accepted by God. Isaiah 43:4 says you are precious to God. Isaiah 40:31, you are strong with God. Psalm 139:13, you are unique. Deuteronomy 14:2, you are treasured by God. And Ephesians 2:10, we talked about this, but you are God's masterpiece. Ladies, that's who you are. Ladies, you're beautiful because Proverbs 31:1, you put God first in your life. You are beautiful, ladies, because Psalm 45:11, you honor God. So ladies, I want you to ask yourself this question. Knowing how God defines you and how he calls you beautiful and he calls you valuable, I want you to ask yourself this question. Based on what God says, am I beautiful? Am I valuable? All right, ladies, I hope that this message helped you today to see that you really truly are beautiful and valuable. We end this podcast with saying those words, I am beautiful, I am valuable. I want you to really get it inside of you that it doesn't matter what those around you say, that all that matters is what God says about you. Because let me tell you, those people who are around you anyway, the ones who are speaking lies to you, they're not going to be there forever, but God is. And he wants you to know that you really, truly are beautiful and valuable. So I want you to repeat it after me and really mean it from your heart. Close your eyes if you have to and really mean it from your heart. I am beautiful. I am valuable. My beauty and my value, they don't change, even if someone fails to see. How incredible God made me. All right, ladies, I hope that this episode helped you today. I hope that it helped you to see just how beautiful and valuable you really are. Have an amazing week, and we'll see you back here next time. Ladies, I hope that this episode helped you today. I hope that you know how incredibly loved by God that you really are. Repeat after me. I am beautiful. I am valuable. My beauty and my value, they don't change, even if someone fails to see how incredible God made me. All right, ladies, I would love to personally invite you to join us this July 19th and 20th for Uncommon Teen Live 2024. Woohoo! Being a teen girl today is tough. Being a Christian teen girl today is even more challenging. But God has given you everything you need to not just survive this crazy world, but to soar. At this year's conference, we're going to be talking about how to become free from anything that is holding you back from being all that it is that God has created you to be. And for those of you who have not been to Uncommon Teen Live before, you get to be a part of our live Ask Me Anything session. Ladies, throughout the whole conference, I have a box set up where you can ask your questions. And then on Saturday, the second day of the conference, We set aside a special session just to answer as many questions as we possibly can. And ladies, I would love to invite you to be a part of our live podcast recording at the conference venue itself. Ladies, last year we tried this and I don't know what happened, but the recording disappeared. This year, it's not happening. We are going to record live and in person at Uncommon Teen Live, and I would love for you all to be a part of this episode. So if you have not gotten your tickets yet, head on over to Uncommon Teen Live, grab your tickets today. And real quick, I just want to say thank you to those of you who prayed for us about our venue. After a couple of venues fell through for Uncommon Teen Live, I knew that God was going to do something big. And He really was. He was working behind the scenes even when we didn't see it. We found a venue that is amazing. The owners are amazing. They love the heart behind Uncommon Teen. I'm so excited because there's something even better that I want to share with you, but I can't share with you yet. So stay tuned because I've got some really awesome news about this conference that you're going to love. So I just want to say again, thank you so much for your prayers. Know that they are heard, that God listens to you. And I am just excited. Continue to pray over this event. God is going to do something miraculous, and I am so excited to get to be a part of it. All right, ladies, have an amazing rest of your week, and we'll see you back here next time.